Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Brainstuff from How Stuff Works. Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. As some automotive safety experts have long suspected, recent studies show that the more technology we have in our cars, the worse we drive. And that includes cars' infotainment systems and active safety systems. The American Automobile Association, or AAA, sponsored a study that confirms how distracted drivers get. The study was conducted by researchers from the University of Utah and released in October of 2017. It rated 30 different vehicles' infotainment systems on their potential to distract drivers. The study found that navigation systems were the most demanding distractions, and that tuning the radio and programming the navigation took drivers' eyes off the road longer than making a phone call or texting. But overall, all infotainment tasks, calling or dialing, texting, tuning the radio, or programming the navigation, were associated with higher levels of cognitive demand. The AAA research supports the findings of a University of Michigan study released last summer. This study, sponsored by an automaker, was designed to find out how drivers were using the automaker's blind spot warning system. Overwhelmingly, the researchers found people driving cars with blind spot detection systems tended to change lanes without ever checking for traffic on their own. These two studies identify two main problems. First, that using some safety technology distracts drivers more. And second, that drivers use safety systems as a primary source of input rather than as a backup. This all hints at a third problem, that automakers are racing to develop these types of technology, and some are less cautious than others. Combined, these factors add up to a lot more drivers paying a lot less attention on the road. We spoke with Bill Van Tassel, manager of driver training programs at the AAA. He explained the new technologies are sort of a double-edged sword. If they work properly and drivers use them properly, there is a net safety benefit. If it doesn't work properly or the driver changes his or her behavior, there will be a net loss of safety. Data from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration shows traffic deaths increased from 2015 to 2016 by 2.6% per 100 million miles driven. But those deaths weren't due to distracted driving. Fatalities caused by distracted driving were actually decreased by more than 2%. But the rise in drivers not paying attention on the road is still a problem. Right now, many drivers have access to some type of autonomous driving technology, usually marketed as active safety systems, including blind spot monitoring, self-park or park assistance, dynamic cruise control, which automatically follows the car in front at a safe distance, slowing down and speeding up as necessary, lane keep assist, which senses when a car drifts out of its lane and helps the driver get back on track, forward collision warning with emergency braking, which senses when a car gets too close to the car in front of it and automatically applies the brakes, and systems that scan for obstacles such as pedestrians, large animals, and cyclists, often combined with, again, automatic emergency braking. It's easy to imagine that the more of these systems are found in any given car, the less that a car's driver will believe it's necessary to pay attention to the road. And here's where the line gets blurred. Active safety systems are supposed to be a backup to a driver's skills, to step in if the driver should make an error. Yet autonomous and self-driving car technology implies, by its very name, that the driver won't really have to do anything behind the wheel. Another issue is that most of these systems are still relatively new and have only recently begun to show up on affordable, mainstream cars. That means a lot of consumers don't know how to use them yet. Further complicating matters is that there is no consistency, enforced or voluntary, among the auto manufacturers, so these systems can operate very differently between brands and models. Eventually, a true self-driving car will use all of these systems and more, networked together to ensure the car never comes too close to neighboring traffic or other obstacles. However, even then, and certainly now, drivers are still supposed to remain in control of their vehicle. Since many drivers already show too much confidence in active safety systems, some safety experts worry that it will be hard to convince people to pay attention to the road in an even more autonomous vehicle. Experts suggest that standardizing technology terminology will help consumers understand what they're buying and how it really works, and further, that auto manufacturers should work with dealers to make sure that information is getting across to their buyers. Van Tassel of AAA maintains that ultimately the responsibility lies with the driver. He said, "You should know what your vehicle's systems will do and what they won't do. You're the one taking the vehicle on the road, so you need to be the one who steps up and initiates that." As for the original question of whether our driving skills are deteriorating, Van Tassel is a bit more optimistic. He points out that drivers now need to learn how to use 20 or more new kinds of technology, so in a sense, our skill sets are expanding. In the future, traditional driving skills may no longer be necessary, but fully autonomous cars are still a long way off. For the time being, drivers should be ever more vigilant and ensure they're using self-driving technology as intended. Today's episode was written by Charisse Threewitt and produced by Tristan McNeil. For more on this and lots of other distracting topics, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com. Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.